This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wiggy, seems like your old teammate Steve Smith has found himself in a bit of a pickle.
Not sure.
You wouldn't use that that phrasing.
Some pickles were found. All right.
Wow. I mean, I'm guessing that I know that. In case you missed this, a scorned husband took to social media to share some text messages that he had discovered between Wiggy's old teammate Steve Smith and the man's wife. Man's wife was a dancer on the Ravens dance team.
It says in the band or something, but somewhere along those lines, part of the Ravens, you know,
and
staff.
He discovered very graphic, untoward text messages between the missus and Steve Smith.
Wow.
So then the guy gets his number off her phone. Yep. Gathering.
Right.
And calls.
Steve's like, new phone, who this?
Steve Smith, to his credit, if it was he that answered,
yep,
said, I'm sorry. And then didn't say anything else.
No.
And hung up.
Yeah, because the guy was kind of putting him on blast. Like, bro, you're not going to say nothing. You talk a lot of trash now. Hold on, you're not going to say nothing. He was just like, I want to say something. Let me just hang up.
Yeah, that's why you never answer. If it says unknown, never answer.
Believe me, learn that one.
It's never good news.
Never answer it.
Never good news on the unknown. No. But, I mean, I don't.
Wild.
I don't think this will affect his broadcast career. I mean, it's really nobody's business.
And no, it shouldn't affect his broadcast
consenting
career.
Consenting adults, as they say.
Yeah, but you know how, like, these shows are when it comes to whether it's NFL Network or ESPN, and there's dirt out there because somebody gets into it, and it's one thing, like, we saw Paul Pierce basically got fired
totally
for him. So it depends on the person. Because they didn't really do that in the Shannon Sharp.
But, yeah.
And I that mean, was really
the
consensual.
Paul Pierce thing was like during the pandemic. I don't know. Do you think you would be fired for that today?
Oh, well, I don't think a lot of people that were fired. I think the world has changed and gotten back to some normalcy.
Right.
Where people are like, what you do at home is none of my business.
Right.
And like,
Do you think Spaz would be fired today for bringing strippers in?
Whenever we mention that, he gets so mad because he gets hate mail. Spaz has got a legion of fans. The only thing that I've thought of at ESPN where they talked about a private story on air was Rex's feet. Mm. Like, they did have a couple jokes about that.
Right. But didn't NFL Network, didn't they fire Michael Irvin?
So whatever happened with that? Because there was dueling suits where Michael Irvin was at, it was like a Marriott.
Yes.
And there was a woman there, and then there were just...
I think he ended up winning that lawsuit. And
we should talk about when that happens a little bit more, because we dragged Michael Irvin for weeks on.
Yeah. Right. Well, I think he actually lost his job because I don't think it'll be, you know, as long as the NFL Network, that's who Steve Smith works for, doesn't have like an issue with it. Like you said, it's your business, even though he's married, this lady was married, and it's like, you know, it's everywhere on social media. If they don't have an issue with it, you know. I mean, I don't think somebody should get fired for what they do in their private life, even if you don't like it.
But if you were the scorned husband,
yeah,
would you make the phone call?
Well, see, it's interesting because people were getting on him about that, and then he posted to social media or somewhere, and he was basically like, "Listen, I'm a nobody. You'll never hear from me again. But Steve Smith is a somebody. So guess what?"
I'm going out
in like a blaze of glory. Right. So I guess that was his approach to it, was like, you know, I'm a nobody, but I'm gonna put him on Front Street and let the world to see if I don't say anything, maybe this is something that's swept under the rug.
Yeah.
And because he called him and Steve's like, I'm sorry, and then it's kind of like, you know, one of these things that everybody picked it up, and it's like, it's bananas.
I mean, it seems like Steve Smith, even though he's married, he may be for them screets.
Oh, well, I mean, I don't know how long he's going to be married for.
Good thing Wiggy was yelling at him, and he wasn't yelling at Talina in the clubhouse or the locker room there.
What was your beef about?
He was upset that I said, which is maddening to me. He was upset that I said when I played with him, he kind of had like a bully mentality, which he did. And New England was like, I think he was like going to be a free agent. And I was like, oh, they should go after Steve Smith. They should get him. And
you said this on the radio?
Yeah, on the radio. And I said, they should sign him because he's a great player. I said, well, when I played with him, he had a couple issues, like, you know, where he had this kind of like bully mentality, yelling at the coaches. And that was just his like demeanor of who he was. And I said, but he probably could have changed over time, because I played with him in 2002. And this was like right when he was going to Baltimore. And
you got him to the only Super Bowl he went to.
In 2010. Or something along those lines. I say he probably changed over time. You know what I mean? Who the hell knows? And then I saw him, and then he was like, yo, I heard what you were saying about me. But I saw him like 5 years after I said that.
What?
Right. And I'm like, what? I had no idea what he was talking about. I was like, what you talking about? And then he just, you know, he took it the wrong way. He was upset about it. But, you know, I was like, whatever. You know what I mean? No big deal. And then couple years later, he's on TV doing basically the same thing that I'm doing, you know, calling people out and saying, hey, you know, maybe this guy isn't good enough or whatever, or this guy when I played with him was like this. And so, you know, I guess, like, you know, karma comes back on everybody, man. But yo, them streets don't, hey, what's done in the dark, they always say, this comes to the light.
Amen.
So you got to be careful.
What is he? So you said NFL Network still?
Yeah, I think he's at NFL Network.
I don't love his stuff. I thought he'd be better because he was such a talker. But he's kind of, for me.
Well, remember, he got into it with, I think it was Jerry Jeudy on the sidelines. And like, it basically the same thing. He was criticizing Jerry Jeudy. Jerry Jeudy didn't like it and kind of said something to him. And, you know, so I'm like, now I'm like, damn, I ain't seen him, but if I saw him, I'd be like, bro, you got mad at me for something that you're doing now, you know?
Well, I mean, you would win that one pretty easily, I would guess.
We've had this debate before, but should the person who is cheated on be angrier at the spouse?
Right.
Or the person that is the interloper in the middle? That's why I'm saying.
Always like, the spouse, I feel like.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
the other, you know, Steve Smith, whatever, like, you know.
Chalk it up to the game, you know what I mean? If you were able to bag my wife.
Some people, they don't feel that way. They're like, that person led my wife astray, so.
No, what did you feel like on prom night when your date wasn't with you?
I felt like it was my dad's fault because he gave me a curfew.
Yeah, see, it had nothing to do with another guy.
Right.
So he just missed out.
That was, I'm sure it did.
You missed out.
I was gone. I was home, and that was it. That was the end of
your last chance.
Melissa Philbrick and I never got back.
Didn't she call in one day?
The old show, we had her on the old
show. That's awesome.
Yeah, she did. She lives in Florida with the pool magnate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And what, like, the even the dude who, like, the guy, the husband, when he calls him, he's like, you know, you knew she was married. But I'm thinking to myself, like,
his wife knew that Steve Smith was married.
Yeah, like, you shouldn't be married. You shouldn't be mad at Steve Smith. You should be, like, going to your wife, like, damn, I can't believe you did this.
Yeah.
You know, I always look at it that way.
Call the number.
Hold on.
If you call the number now.
Hold on.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, you can't say S's and giggles on the public airwaves. So Sean dumped out.
Okay, then.
I definitely
shouldn't say what's on Steve Smith's his outgoing voicemail message. If you call it now, give it a listen. Not very appropriate, but very funny.
So you called.
I'm here to F your wife.
Holy God.
So you called the number and now he has that message on it? Huh.
Yes, call it right now.
Okay.
All right, Jackson, don't bleep it. Roll it in. Let's do it.
Yeah, but I'm with you. Like, I put it more on the spouse, the person who does the cheating than the other person. You know what I mean? Because if you could bag my wife, I'm mad at you, but if I don't know you like that, I'm more mad at her. Or I should be like, damn, what did I do that she's going to hook up with somebody else?
But what if you're paying for your kids' jiu-jitsu lessons and then that person jumps in and takes over your wife?
Yo, see, that if you know the person, that's different.
All right.
Because now it's like, wait a second, I know you. Now I'm mad at both of you because I know you. I let you in my house. I let you, you know, drink my Kool-Aid and have a beer with me. And then it's like the one minute I go out of town, you slipping and sliding.
I would also say this. I'm ripping Brady twice today, but getting your kid a $300,000 watch.
Hey, that's called having money, bro.
Oh, my God.
Don't be mad at the player. Be mad at the game.
I'm not. Brady, something happened. He's changed. Like, I remember he used to be on every Monday. And he would just say he tries to, like, bring normalcy. Like, he's been very privileged. His kids are very privileged. Like, he's there with his buddy in New Orleans before the Super Bowl. And he hands him this watch that's, like, you could buy a house with.
Huh? Yeah.
If you could do that for your kid probably wants it. You make your kid feel good.
A 13-year-old kid would not know the difference between a $30,000 watch, a $300 watch.
He's 17, though.
No, not his eldest. It's his middle, Benny.
I thought he bought it for the oldest one.
The one that's in the video that he shared was not Jack. It was Ben.
No, it was,
Oh, okay. Well, even then at 13 nowadays, I mean, if that was my dad and I was 13 years old, I would be wanting that type of, because this is
different. He probably missed a lot of time with them lately because of doing the Fox stuff.
Really?
No, I wouldn't say.
You leave Friday or Saturday, you're back Monday.
I guess maybe I'm giving him too much credit that it's work, but I'm sure he's doing stuff with the Raiders, so I don't know. Maybe he's feeling guilty which I mean, it's not his
fault. Did you see Belichick? He got Jordan Orange Julius over the weekend.
That's a nice watch, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Isn't that a nice watch?
Yeah. And look, you could tell he's got on the Kendrick Lamar T-shirt, so you could tell like the kid is definitely.
Well, he was doing the halftime show.
No. He's wearing the Kendrick. Yeah. But you could tell that he's got some swag to him, and so him rocking around with a nice watch like that because his dad can do it. I bet when he's 16, he's gonna be like, "Dad, get me a Bentley."
Anyway, just my thoughts. It popped in my head.
Yeah, don't trip on it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you got it like that, hey, be happy.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know.
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I wish I had it like that.
Here's a 617 text that says, are we going to discuss how the Bruins are going to handcuff themselves for the next 3 years with Brad Marchand? We already did. Curtis actually has a, well, we could go, I guess, what do you say, Curtis? New audience every 15 minutes?
Yeah.
Don Sweeney yesterday indicating that the Bruins are working on an extension with Brad Marchand. That would mean they would not trade the veteran elsewhere. You can play that audio, and then Curtis will give you his theory.
Brad, is that he'd like to be a Bruin for life? Do you want that?
That's always been my ultimate goal. We've been in negotiations with Brad and communicating with him throughout the year. We'll have to have a conversation now that Four Nations is over and sit down with Brad and his representatives and have a clearer path in the next 2 weeks as to what his final outcome will be.
So you say that, you know, if you are thinking of shopping somebody and you want to get max value, then you talk about how you can't wait to re-sign him and give him whatever he wants because he's Brad Marchand.
Yeah, there's no way in zero capacity does it benefit the team to publicly discuss trading Marchand until the deal has been consummated, because you're already going to deal with backlash when you make the deal. Why would you let people in on the fact that you're shopping him
right
before you actually execute the transaction? So if I'm running the Bruins, to me, and you don't do a full fire sale, like offload anybody that you don't view as part of your core going forward, then you're doing a disservice to the organization.
I think it's a great move by Sweeney, because even to take it to a deeper level of conspiracy, what he's actually telling the league and the team that he could potentially trade him to is that Brad still wants to play.
Right.
So that new team that would trade for a guy like Brad Marchand would go, oh, we can now maybe sign him for another couple of years, and he can obviously help us this year to get over the hump, but he'll still be part of organization for the next couple of years to win a Stanley Cup, because you're not going to trade him to some crappy team. You're going to trade him to a contender. So it's pretty good for him to say that.
When Cam and Don Sweeney are sitting down today, tomorrow, whatever, how quickly do you think they look at this team being a team that can move past the first round of the playoffs? A year?
Mm.
2 years?
A year?
You think a year?
Yes, absolutely.
Is it that easy in hockey, though?
Well, yes. I mean, they fired their coach, and then they had the record number of wins in the regular season. I mean,
yeah, but they already had a core that had proven that they could win in the playoffs. Like, with this team, even if you get a new coach, you're bringing back the same core.
Look at, like, we saw Binnington in the USA Four Nations game against Canada.
Uh-huh.
The Blues were out of the playoffs halfway through the year. They won the Stanley Cup. They were a mediocre team that got hot. In no other sport is it easier to go, you know, Swayman plays out of his mind, and you could win a round. I'm not saying Stanley Cup contender, but I'm like, for me, this whole core of Marchand, Bergeron, Chara, that era is one of the more overrated eras in the history of Boston sports.
Mm-hmm.
They won once.
Yeah.
And they haven't won in 14 years. And so, to me, I want to see the direction of this team. I want to see a new coach.
Right.
I'd like to see a new GM.
Right.
But either way, you can't approach this deadline. Extending Marchand makes zero sense. Zero.
Right. But you have the problem that you have is you don't have, where's your new core that you're building around? Like, building around Pasta and McAvoy, okay, great. You're not going to trade those guys. But Zadorov has been a major fail. Both Lindholms have been a major fail.
Scheim loves Geeky.
So when you think when you think of, like, the core and the other guys, you really only have, because you would trade Coyle, you would trade.
Well, you can't, I still think you can't trade Charlie Coyle. He did that 7-year deal where he can't be traded.
He's from Sturbridge.
Like, but you would, though, right? Do you look at him as, because you asked the question, like, if they're sitting there and they go, all right, if we bring everybody back, so now we got to do kind of do the thought process is do what Curtis says. We got to pray and hope that the goalie gets hot for us to make a deep run.
Well, that's why I'm saying it's not like you're stuck with guys that, and you get credit for going for it 2 seasons ago or whatever when you had the best record in the league. But you also hurt yourself by doing deals with guys who didn't pan out.
Right.
And you're stuck there.
And couldn't you make the argument that the only cup they have is because their goalie played out of his mind?
Yeah.
Like, if Tim Thomas is just great,
well,
not
mean,
unbelievable.
Have, like, Patrice Bergeron in his prime, Curtis.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, did you watch the Canadian series when they were down 2-0 in double overtime? And Tim Thomas made save after save after save?
I would say he was the reason why you were able to win a Stanley Cup.
Right.
But you had a good enough core that even though when you moved on from Tuukka Rask, you had enough talent to be able to get you there. And then obviously it's about how the goalie plays. But this is similar to what, like, we saw with the Patriots from a couple years ago. You go out and you get all these guys, and then these guys don't stop panning out. And then the question becomes, and I don't know about hockey, how long do you wait and stick around with these guys? Or do you say, all right, we just got to rip it down and try to build a whole new core of players around Pastor and Coyle?
Yeah.
Because do you feel good about the core that they have outside of Pasta, excuse me, not Coyle, but McAvoy?
No, I really don't.
So if you're the Bruins and you're coming and you're sitting, like you asked.
I mean, Hampus Lindholm was, you know, a little above meh.
Right.
Until the injury, and now he's done. But other than that.
Zadorov is meh. Elias Lindholm is meh. You know, we've talked about Charlie Coyle, and maybe he's a good third-line centerman, but you're paying him, he should be a top-six forward. Then you've brought up Geeky, you've brought up, Frederick, brought up.
I'd get whatever you can.
For everybody.
For everybody.
Right, so now is it possible to trade guys that you only had for 1 year? Like, would you think about trading I'm asking this question. Would you think about trading if you could both Lindholms? And
well, yeah, you're going to end up having to cover, I would assume, some of that salary.
Okay. So maybe you wouldn't want to do it then? Because I was going to throw Zadorov.
Zadorov stinks. Right. You need to ship him out of here ASAP. He is a walking 2-minute miner.
Right, so is that somebody that you would look to trade, Chime, 1 year after you gave him a pretty good contract?
Please. Yep, absolutely. Right. I'll eat some of the contract. I don't care. Get him out.
All right. All right, so then I guess those are the questions that... And then Curtis brings up a good point, is do the Jacobs feel like Cam and Sweeney can they do enough to change this team and get them back, or have they been, or at least Cam... Has he been around here long enough and Sweeney where it's like, now we might need some new fresh blood? Or at least, hey, Cam, you got to go in a different direction than Sweeney.
Yeah, I mean, we were out, I'll just say, during the roadshow season, we spoke with someone who would know that said that the brass, Charlie's dad, Chairman Jacobs, Jeremy, is still very engaged.
Correct.
Speaks to Cam Neely, we were told, almost daily.
Yes.
So
Neely's safe.
I would guess that Neely's safe, but I don't know if Sweeney is.
Right. And that would Neely move on from, it seems like, Sweeney and say, all right, maybe we need to get a new guy in.
But I don't put a lot of it on Don Sweeney. Like,
right.
I
what? Who do you put it on?
They ended up going for it, and I put it on the players. Like, they went out and mortgaged their future. That's, you know, record-setting season,
mm-hmm.
and the players they tried to put it on the coach. The players weren't able to advance past the first round.
Like, but he did select the players, right?
And he made the wrong decision in firing Cassidy.
Like, it may not be entirely his fault, but he does have some culpability in this.
You think the Bruins are in a better place now if Cassidy's here and you don't have the Monty era?
Yes.
And that was your biggest thing. So you would go, wait a second, that was Sweeney's decision to move on from Cassidy.
Well, I thought it was Patrice Bergeron's decision. That's what everybody around here told me.
Yeah, maybe he was, but maybe part of it was...
Bergeron could have stopped it. That's the truth. Yeah.
But maybe part of it was Sweeney would rather listen to Bergeron and the players and say, take their side and move on from Cassidy.
Yeah.
Because what are you going to do? It looks like you're going to be in the market for a new coach anyways. So now, what's that direction look like?
You save money, you get a coach GM. All right, we got to take a break. We will be right back.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Big Time Rush, performing live in concert. Playing every song from every episode and more. Big Time Rush, with special guests Caitlin Tarver and Stephen Kramer Glickman. Get tickets Friday, February 28th at LiveNation.com.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4SEASONS.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.